So one missed day of practice, but right back at it today. Everything's good. You feel good about availability for Saturday?
Yeah. Everything's fine. You know, just missed one day. You know, getting a little work in. I'm really only getting all of it, but you know, back at work now, so getting ready for this weekend, Saturday.
Excited to get into the playoff mix after, you know, after what happened with the team last year.
Oh yeah, definitely. Really not trying to look back to the past season. Just trying to look forward and playing hard and taking it one game at a time. You know, and the Broncos are a tough team, and we just got to bring it and play hard.
Does it make a difference that you've seen them before? Not so much because they'll bring something different, but that you've seen kind of some of the schemes that they brought out there.
Oh yeah, it makes a big difference. You know, playing them again. You know, because their temper's gonna be flaring, our temper's gonna be flaring, and we're just gonna have to go out there and play hard because they're gonna bring their A game because they want to win too. So it's definitely gonna be a big game.
Is everybody pulling on the same rope at the same time?
Oh, definitely.
Like the other?
Yeah, we're all one. Yeah, this is the best I've seen the team all year, so it's going to be good.
What's different about this mindset right now, this team that you've seen?
Everybody just wants to win. And as me being a young guy, I want to win for the older guys, the guys that don't have rings. I want to win for those guys. So I feel like that's the difference.
Last game against them a month ago, they had a lot of rushing yardage early on. What's going to be the key to, you know, setting a better tone defensively early on, right off the bat?
It's just, you know, trying to get to them, you know, not letting them out of the pocket and put a little pressure on them and stopping the run. Definitely stop the run, number one. We didn't do a great job of it in the first half last game we played them, so definitely that's going to be our main focus.
You're a guy who plays with a lot of excitement. You know, obviously show your emotions on the field. Do you think the rest of the team kind of feeds off that?
Oh, definitely. We feed off each other. You know, all 11 guys out there, we see a guy make a play, we rally to the ball, we all get excited. And I get excited when I see other guys just get excited. So it's the same difference. If I get excited, everybody gets excited off me. So definitely.
With all the attention, hype, hoopla, Tebow mania that goes on, is that any extra incentive for you guys to want to shut this guy down?
Oh, I can't speak for everybody. I can just speak for myself, and I can say, you know, that does for me because it gets to the point where you get tired of hearing it, but, yeah, I mean, you just really got to keep your TV off if you don't, but I love to hear that, actually, so it just makes me want to play harder.
When you talk about winning for the veterans, you know, getting those guys rings, and that's the difference, is that something that you just sense in the locker room? I mean, I know guys say a lot of things to hype each other up, but can you almost sense the desire that the new guys, I mean, that the old guys, you know, feel like the chances are dwindling, and you know what I mean?
I can sense that. It's just something you feel when you're out at practice, you're in the meetings. I've definitely seen a different attitude on this team during this playoff. So it's going to be a lot of exciting things going out. And I know I'm going to actually talk to the younger guys because I want them to feel the same way that I feel about the older guys getting championships and winning big games in these playoff games. So, definitely.
Mm-hmm. When you talk to younger guys, what essentially will you tell them?
I mean, it's a lot of guys on this team that's been doing this for years in their career and they haven't won a ring. And, you know, Let's get it for them, you know, and that's my main focus. And I want to tell them that.
If it ends up being as cold as it's expected to be Saturday night, you can be wearing your big winter suit that we've seen you.
Oh, no. No, I won't. I'd be out there sleeveless and everything. Defense linemen don't wear sleeves and all that type of stuff. So,
has that been suiting you well, though, for super cold?
Yeah, it has.